Namaskar.
Today, the world is braced for the changes in the climate. And more people throughout the planet begin to realize that there is a dramatic change taking place in this world. A change which will bring the human society into dramatic change, a change in the physical landscape that will necessitate economic, political, social and cultural change of a magnitude not seen in a very long time. It will also require that human beings from around the world work together in coordinated cooperation to be able to address the destruction of the environment, to not only stop those practices which are creating destruction, but reverse them. And this will take a great deal of cooperation and a reorientation of priorities. There is still some time when people doubt, not only in the United States, but in other countries as well. They doubt the urgency of the situation. They don't want to make the changes needed. But this time of resistance is coming to a close. And you will find that in the next year or two, more and more people and more governments will be willing to consider great change in the society and willing to make the sacrifices needed that change can come about. Now it's a time of polarization, a time of confusion. Some say turn east, some say turn west, some say do this, do that. The beliefs of people vary greatly. But in the face of disaster, all of that falls away. And the people want leaders who will take care of them in a disaster, who will devote themselves to solving the problem. And this will become more and more the case over the next 2 to 5 years. Climate adjustment is imminent. The changes that are taking place on the planet are happening far more rapidly than anticipated. The dramatic weather events become more common. People will begin to respond, will begin to really want to devote themselves to changing the situation. But that time is not yet here because there are too many who still think that they don't have to listen, who still think there is time They can do what they've done, and it will be all right. You can drive your car you've always driven. You can do things the way you've always done them. But that is not the case. If you want to do something good for the world, plant a tree. Trees give off oxygen, and they consume CO2. Plant a tree. Do something good for the world. Become aware of your energy use. Minimize. Make it clean. That is what you can do. All right? This is an important step. And at the same time, these physical problems have a spiritual source. As people have become very materialistic and self-centered, thinking only of their own needs and what they want, they do not take care of each other and of the planet they live on and the other living beings. As people begin to change, as awareness comes, the spiritual energies on the planet, the spiritual awareness will grow in magnitude because it is spiritual awareness that allows people to have understanding and be able to make the changes that are needed. Because the change will require sacrifice, dedication, love for humanity and for all living beings, and a willingness to give up some of personal comforts so that that human society can become more secure, and that all living beings in this planet may survive. So a spiritual crisis faces the human society. How to cooperate, to work as one whole planetary system? How can human beings cooperate to save the spaceship Earth, the planet on which they abide, and the other living species? This burden must be shared by all, and the hearts and minds of all need to come together to change attitudes, change ways of doing things. Realize the interwoven, interconnected nature of life. And rather than becoming the being the exploiters, seeing the world as something to provide for you and to for you to consume, human beings need to and will come to see the earth as something they are caretakers of. Come to see all the living beings in the world as their responsibility to take care of. When this attitude changes around the globe and people are willing to forgo their differences and work together, then a spiritual revolution will have taken place in this world. And the frequency of living beings will expand, develop subtlety, be higher, so that the spiritual light and love of the infinite will become more accessible to more and more people, more easily accessed for everyone. Because the frequency of the society at large will change when people alter their fundamental relationship to each other and to the world around them, to be the caretakers rather than the consumers. You know, in our society, they call you a consumer. No. You are a caretaker, not a consumer. First and foremost, a caretaker of planet Earth and all the living beings on this planet. This is the spiritual dharma of everyone. And when this dharma is followed, you will see a dramatic change. And you will find that divine love more accessible. So if you want to access the love of the infinite, alter your attitude. Become a caretaker of this life, of this world, rather than a consumer. All right?
Namaskar.